the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, for the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters,
to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Of Blessed George Gervais, who imitated your Son in his death and now shares in his glory. Through his intercession, may we follow Christ faithfully on earth and come at last to the joys of your kingdom. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the officials had brought the apostles in to face the Sanhedrin, the high priest demanded an explanation. "We gave you a formal warning," he said, "not to preach in this name, and what have you done? You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and seem determined to fix the guilt of this man's death on us." In reply, Peter and the apostles said, "Obedience to God comes before obedience to men. It was the God of our ancestors who raised up Jesus, but it was you who had him executed by hanging on a tree. By his own right hand, God has now raised him up to be leader and saviour, to give repentance and forgiveness of sins through him to Israel. We are witness to all this, we and the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." This so infuriated them, they wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This poor man heard, and the Lord heard him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise always on my lips. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Is happy who seeks refuge in him.
His poor and poor,
the Lord turns his eyes to the just, and his ears to their appeal. They call and the Lord hears, and rescues them in all their distress.
is born and under the water.
The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed, he will save. Many are the trials of the just man, but from them all the Lord will rescue him.
His fall and fall and the Lord hurt him.
Said to his disciples, "He who comes from above is above all others. He who is born of the earth is earthly himself and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven bears witness to the things he has seen and heard, even if his testimony is not accepted. Though all who do accept his testimony are attesting the truthfulness of God, since he whom God has sent speaks God's own words. God gives him the Spirit without reserve. The Father loves the Son and has entrusted everything to him. Anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, but anyone who refuses to believe in the Son will never see life. The anger of God stays on him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is a duty of the Church to proclaim the teaching of the Lord, and that includes moral teaching. And it seems at times, at least today, as if the Church has almost forgotten the duty to speak out, because it is so painful and will encounter such an obviously hostile reaction. Nonetheless, we have to proclaim, by God's grace and in His strength, the words the Holy Spirit gives us to our present generation. Our life must be that sermon. In the case of Blessed George Gervais, his pilgrimage was indeed a long one, involving, as we know, apparently kidnapping and a prolonged period where he was unable fully to recognize the call of the Catholic Church. But the vocation, a threefold vocation, to the monastic life, to the priesthood, and then to martyrdom, was his, even if his profession was made, as it were, at the very 11th hour. It is right for us to ask him to support us in our witness at this time, for whilst it's not probably public martyrdom, it is at the very least that gradual everyday calling to witness in opposition. In all this, the psalmist speaks. speaks to us and for us. The Lord is close to us in our time of need, and our spirit, at times crushed perhaps, he will indeed save. Let us therefore be persons of the greatest courage and trust, allowing the Lord to lead us and to give us the words he wishes us to speak. May Blessed George pray for us this day. Let us place before our loving Father the needs of the Church, the needs of the world, and our own needs as well. We pray for peace in our time. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us pray for the sick, for the suffering, for the victims of war. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for Pope Francis, bishops and clergy everywhere, and especially the bishops of this land. May they proclaim your word. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us ask the prayers of Our Lady, Comforter of the Afflicted and Mother of the Church. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Let us pray for a few moments in silence for our own special needs. O loving Heavenly Father, grant us this day the great gift of the Holy Spirit, so that at all times we may proclaim your word and place our trust in you. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
As we venerate the passion of your martyr, Blessed George, grant that through this sacrifice, O Lord, we may proclaim worthily the death of your only begotten Son, who, not content with encouraging the martyrs by word, strengthened them likewise by example, who lives and reigns for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy, you give ardour to their faith, To their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we with all the hosts of angels cry out, and without end we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Omnipotens, Omnipotens et Terra, Gloria Tua, Hosanna in excelsis, Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini, Hosanna
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen.
At the Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei,
Vigitamus Terra Mundi, Miserere Nobis, Agnus Dei,
takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Let any say the word, and my soul shall be healed. celebrate the heavenly banquet, we beseech you, Lord, that in following such a great example of faith, we may be encouraged by the remembrance of the blessed martyr George Gervais, and led on by his gracious intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.